This is where we put all the waste into containers when we're offloading cars.
Aaron Widmeyer is leading me around a bulky Sony TV, a spray can of Raid, and grease from a high-end restaurant. We're at Juno's hazardous waste facility, where people drop off their stuff that shouldn't go in the landfill. Widmeyer works for a company that contracts with the city and borough of Juno. He makes sure the trash is safely packaged, so it can be shipped out. And he says the job comes with a few perks.
The amount of free stuff that I get. I haven't had to pay for anything for like the last 2 years. Like household cleaning supplies, laundry soap, you name it.
It's not just Widmeyer who picks up the swag. Anyone in Juno can stop by and look for a half-used bottle of their favorite cleaner or bug spray. But what isn't scavenged has to go somewhere else. That's because Alaska doesn't have any permitted hazardous waste treatment or disposal plants. So regulated hazardous waste has to be shipped back down to the lower 48. And around the corner from Widmeyer, in a city office occupied by one man, is where the negotiations for that happen.
This is my abode.
Jim Panor is Juno's solid waste coordinator, and he knows this business inside and out. He got his start in Washington State.
I grew up as a landfill kid rat.
Panor has been in Juno for close to a decade, trying to make the math of shipping the city's hazardous waste pencil out. If you ask him, it doesn't. But during his time, he's been able to make it more affordable. He saved the city around $120,000 a year just by figuring out a way to treat latex paint so it can safely go in the landfill. And the capital city is one of only two communities in Southeast with a weekly drop-off site.
So we have time to work the waste stream. Before, at a one-time event per month, you don't have time to work the waste stream.
Literally a stream. It's a term used to describe the life flow of garbage from beginning to end. Still, there's some trash that's so risky to transport, the cost makes it nearly impossible to barge. Old smoke detectors and exit signs are radioactive, so Juno has to shell out extra to ship those. Then there are out-of-date boat flares, which are considered highly flammable. Right now, there's no way to get those out of town. Panor says this creates a giant paradox. Commercial products wind up on store shelves with relative ease. But once it becomes hazardous waste, it's a lot harder to transport out.
I mean, even Juno here, we're the capital city and we're 32,000 people. We're the biggest city in Southeast. We struggle with it.
In rural parts of the state, the struggle is even worse and the stakes can be much higher. The state's Department of Environmental Conservation used to have a program that helped barge out hazardous waste, but it was cut in 2004. And since then, it's been up to the communities to figure out their own method. Sandra Woods, who inspects landfills for the state, says a lot of small municipalities are just trying to do their best. But the funds are limited, and money is usually needed for other things, like clean drinking water.
By the time you get to solid waste, the money's usually gone.
There is a federal program that helps Alaska Native villages barge out hazardous waste, but it's being discontinued in about 3 years. Lynn Zinder, an Anchorage doctor who specializes in solid waste management, calls it an impending catastrophe.
It's very worrisome from a public health perspective.
Zinder helps run an environmental nonprofit, and she's a member of the Solid Waste Alaska Task Force, a group that's trying to help villages prepare for the change. She says she's concerned. As more hazardous waste goes into the ground, it could leach into the environment and contaminate subsistence foods.
Those landfills will expand out to rivers. They can expand out to town. The access can be so horrendous that people start just keeping their garbage in town.
Jim Panor, Juno Solid Waste Coordinator, thinks the state needs to step up and help more communities get rid of their hazardous waste. He acknowledges it's an unlikely scenario, given the state's current budget deficit. But he envisions a fund that could earn interest, designed specifically for trash. In the meantime, he says consumers should view the half-empty bottle of nail polish or antifreeze differently. There's a branding issue.
I don't like that term, hazardous waste, because you went to the store and purchased it.
Panor says he's never used a jug of Drano to unclog his sink. He knows even after it's tossed, someone's going to pay for it. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.